Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank over at Northwest College. Yesterday, the Board of Trustees received recommendations for a $3 million reduction in the college budget. That certainly affects the athletic department over at Northwest, as the athletics is being cut $226,000 in scholarships, as that will affect each team about $20,000 in scholarships, according to Athletic Director Brian Erickson, as now they will continue their campaign to raise money for the Athletic Scholarship Endowment, as they have, of course, that's basically where all the scholarships will now come from. Also at Northwest, they are releasing their schedules for the winter, as they dropped a lot of that during the COVID pandemic, but we'll pick up volleyball coming up on January 22nd. That's when the Trappers head off to Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, at the Western Nebraska Invitational, meeting up with Trinidad State and Western Nebraska. They will have their first home match of the winter for volleyball coming up on Wednesday, February 3rd, when they take on the Rocky Mountain College JVs. Meanwhile, for the men's basketball team, they'll pick things up again coming up on January 22nd. That's when the Trappers will hit the road for Salt Lake at the Salt Lake Invitational. They'll also on February 4th be at the College of Southern Idaho. They'll be at Western Nebraska's tournament on February 11th. They won't play a home date until Friday, February 19th, when they take on the Rocky Mountain College JVs. For the Trapper women, they will be at home at least for a scrimmage to start things off again in the winter, as they will meet up with the Dawson Community College in that scrimmage on Friday, January 15th, which is this Friday. Then they will basically be on the road until mid-late February, as they will be at Salt Lake City to take on an all-star team, plus Salt Lake Community College and Colorado Northwestern. They'll be at Twin Falls at the CSI tournament starting on February 4th and then on February 11th at the Western Nebraska tournament before they return home to meet up with the Rocky Mountain College JVs on February 19th. We're back with more after this.